Thank you. I'm so glad you stopped by our booth. So we are at the Fiesta and Food Trucks first annual event of the Latino Chamber. Here's why today, just in general, is really important, is to support our entrepreneurs in our own community who are doing everything that they can to expand, to grow, to show their families the opportunities that exist here in Boulder County. So that's why we're here specifically. And the other reason that's just as important, from the commissioner's office and the work, I am leading community engagement. It's true. A lot of times we don't feel as community members that our voice is heard. With a $63.3 million allocation from the federal government and the American Rescue Plan Act, which is known as ARPA, we have an opportunity to, in this community engagement option, to give our own input. What are our needs? Where do we believe that COVID-19 has affected our community the most? Our families, our educators, et cetera, et cetera. And business is part of that. And so today seemed very appropriate to come and support with our partner agency on this project. Part of our county community steering committee was the Northwest Chamber Alliance. And so they invited us to this event to come and present at bouldercounty.org. Folks can find the information, see the federal recovery plan, find the link to give their input through October 15th, and participate. We can't say that we don't have an opportunity to do that when processes are finally changing in Boulder County government. We have to come forward. We have to participate. We have to jump online and get involved. So I am so glad that you stopped by the booth today on a beautiful, beautiful Colorado afternoon with an opportunity for us to get involved.
I'm speaking with Marta Luachamin, Commissioner of Boulder County, and we are talking about the importance of a survey. What are the biggest barriers for our community to get resources that need them so much now, more than ever?
That's a really important question, and what I'll share with folks, it's on that website, again, theBoulderCounty.org. When you look under ARPA, that we stepped back, we took the time to create a community steering committee with five partner agencies. The Northwest Chamber Alliance is one of those. We have Peak to Peak, which is Mountain Community, our Human Services Alliance, which is more than 75 local nonprofits who work with our community members. Specifically with the Latino Chamber as one of the members of Northwest Chamber, we're really intentionally, and also Front Range Community College, to intentionally reach out to folks who typically don't get asked to participate in this process. And so that is one of the ways that we make that change. And then we also make sure that folks participate, respond. Our community partners really led the way in creating this survey, co-designing this work, understanding that we needed to provide this information, not just in English, not just in Spanish, but also in the Nepali language. We are committed to do things differently in Boulder County government, and this is just the beginning of a huge opportunity to shift the way that we engage full-time. The ARPA funding is just one of those pieces, and community has to hold us accountable. We have the ability to use these funds until 2024, December 31st, and some of that money can just be earmarked and allocated, because the money really will continue to provide resources through 2026. We need to do it smartly. We need to do it with long-term projects that really will include all those community pieces. And so all I can say is we have created the way to do things differently in Boulder County, and I need folks to share out on their social media, to get involved, to participate, and let's change the way that we all work together.
What's at stake if all those funds don't come to the hands of our people? Like it happened with, I think it was the Armstrong funds that were given at the beginning only to Anglo businesses and not to minorities. And then there was a pivot moment and they decided to open it up only for minority.
The good news is I began in this position in January of 2021. And so we have an opportunity, like I said, to hold our local governments, our legislators, our state government advocates accountable, to include us talking about the Latino community from the very beginning. We are not an afterthought. Our businesses we can see today are exemplifying that. And so we have to be at the decision-making table for not just funding, but also the question you asked about, how to make sure that these resources get to the correct communities, to get to our undocumented neighbors, to get to the folks who were truly most affected. That is the point of this COVID relief money on a national scale. And we need to make sure we do that correctly here in Boulder County as well, because you're right, the stakes are high. The opportunity for transformation, anybody who was out marching last year, anybody who was out with their fist in the air about BLM and Black Lives Matter has an opportunity to include Black people, Indigenous people, our Asian neighbors, our Latinx communities, our LGBTQ friends here in Boulder County. And we're going to hold you accountable as well to participate and move forward with us, because that's how we will make change to include our neighbors.
Thank you. I have been speaking with Martha Albachamin, Commissioner of Boulder County. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better. Thank you.